It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, August 7th, 2018. It's the birthday of American political scientist and diplomat Ralph Bunche, born in Detroit in 1904. He received the 1950 Nobel Peace Prize for his late 1940s mediation in Israel. He was the first African-American ever to be honored in the history of the prize. He was involved in the formation and administration of the United Nations, and in 1963 was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by John F. Kennedy. For more than two decades, from 1928 to 1950, he served as chair of the Department of Political Science at Howard University, where he also taught generations of students. He was also a member of the Board of Overseers of his alma mater, Harvard University, from 1960 to 1965, a member of the Board of the Institute of International Education, and a trustee of Oberlin College, Lincoln University, and the new Lincoln School. His father, Fred Bunche, was a barber, and his mother, Olive Johnson, was an amateur musician from a large and talented family. When Ralph was a child, his family moved to Toledo, Ohio, where his father looked for work. Later, after the family had broken up, Bunche lived with his grandmother in California. He was a brilliant student, an able debater, and the valedictorian of his graduating class at Jefferson High School. He attended the University of California at Los Angeles and graduated summa cum laude and Phi Beta Kappa in 1927 as the valedictorian of his class. Using the money his community raised for his studies and a graduate scholarship at Harvard, he earned a doctorate in political science and was the first African American to do so from an American university. During World War II, Bunche worked in the Office of Strategic Services, the forerunner to the CIA, as a senior social analyst on colonial affairs. In 1943, he was transferred from the OSS to the State Department. He participated in the preliminary planning for the United Nations at the San Francisco Conference of 1945. Together with First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, Bunche was considered instrumental in the creation and adoption of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Beginning in 1947, he was involved with trying to resolve the Arab-Israeli conflict in Palestine. He served as assistant to the United Nations Special Committee on Palestine, and thereafter was principal secretary of the UN Palestine Commission. For achieving the 1949 armistice agreements, he received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1950. He continued to work for the United Nations, mediating in other strife-torn regions, including the Congo, Yemen, Kashmir, and Cyprus. He was appointed Undersecretary General of the UN in 1968. Ralph Bunche was also an active supporter of the American Civil Rights Movement. He participated in the 1963 March on Washington, and also in the Selma to Montgomery, Alabama March 2 years later, which contributed to the landmark Voting Rights Act of 1965. Ralph Bunche resigned from his position at the UN due to ill health and died December 9, 1971 at age 68 of complications from diabetes. He is buried in Woodlawn Cemetery in the Bronx, New York. His grave is marked by a simple granite stone depicting an olive branch. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 7th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.